their own internal sense of worth and integrity. Habit one, in a sense, to be proactive, means that we're alive, that we are living our own lives. We're choosing our own response. The second habit, to begin with the end in mind, is in a sense the test of our meaning. What is our life about? What is our identity? What are we about in life? The third habit is the test of our integrity, our discipline, and our commitment to live by those things. That's the habit of having our lives integrated. We walk our talk. The main thing is to keep the main thing, the main thing. That is a real challenge and a true test of our integrity, of our maturity. Now, the ironic thing is, out of all of this interior work comes an internal power and a maturity that releases us from the terrifying sense of having our security come from the outside. Our security, the locus of it, shifts to the inside. Can you imagine the sense of emancipation, of true liberation, when a person senses that my security, my sense of worth, my identity lies inside me? It lies in things over which I have influence and control, and not in someone's opinion of me, not in the public opinion marketplace, not in how I stack up against other people. Can you see why such an individual would literally experience happiness with the happinesses of other people? That they would actually enjoy other people's successes? Because in no way does it take from there.